This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, you don't like the way something's being done. Sometimes you just got to do it yourself, right? It's true in life. True also in business, healthcare in the present example. Intermountain Healthcare, it runs hospitals and manages other medical services in Utah and parts of Idaho, has announced it's going to be partnering with a handful of other big health systems to start and run a drug company. It'll be nonprofit, trying to get cheaper generic medications into the supply pipeline. Mark Harrison is the CEO of Intermountain Healthcare. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here, Kai. Thank you.
Why do you think you, as a hospital complex CEO, can crack this nut of availability and cost on these drugs?
That's a really good question. So I think that, you know, we're particularly Intermountain as a payer provider, we see both sides of the equation. It's one of those things, you know, if not us, who? I think the ability of this project to attract talent has been absolutely remarkable to me. And so I'm just a doctor and I run a system, but we have pharma executives coming out of the woodwork asking to work on this project. I think we are going to have a knock 'em dead, you know, A+ executive team.
Okay, when you sit down with those pharma executives, right, who have a skill set that is outside your core competency, what do they say about things like supply chain and manufacturer agreeability and those kinds of things?
They think it's entirely soluble. We, you know, as you might imagine, the team's put together a really thorough business plan, and we've been guided by a couple of very senior retired pharma execs who have played in this space, and I think we've gamed out most of those problems. Mm. And as you probably know, there's actually a lot of contract manufacturing capacity out mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. So we don't, you know, we're not planning on building factories. Nothing's off the table, but we think we're going to be able to use capacity that's available and supply chain that's, you know, been used forever. And again, these are not like miracle drugs.
We should be clear here. We're talking generics.
We are talking generics.
Right.
We're talking mostly hospital-based drugs to start with, but also some outpatient drugs. And you know, I'm going to play it close to my vest in terms of what they are, because we don't want to signal, too obviously what we're going to make.
I think it's very interesting you're playing close to your chest. So clearly there's an element of, I need to maintain my business advantage here.
We do. Look, you know, this sector, and it's really a portion of the sector, there are a lot of good generic drug makers out there who play fair and square, and they try their best to serve their customers and patients. It's really the bad actors who are, you know, have driven a lot of competition out of the market, and they've driven price up as they've created artificial shortages. Those are the ones that we're going to really focus on, and you know, it would be our dream if we never had to make a single tablet, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Acknowledging that not too long ago, Jeff Bezos at Amazon and Jamie Dimon at JPMorgan Chase and Warren Buffett at Berkshire Hathaway came in and said they're going to start some kind of healthcare enterprise. How worried are you about getting bigfooted out of this by, say, Jeff Bezos, who could, in theory, do whatever he wants?
You know what? We're not doing this for ego. We're doing this for patients. If he comes along with something better, if they come along with something better for patients, do away with the shortages, have prices be fair, then more power to them. That would be just fine. My guess is, and we're open to it, and there have actually been a couple of preliminary conversations, we very well may collaborate with those folks.
Hmm. That seems newsworthy that you've been having a little chit-chat with Jeff Bezos and the gang about this.
No, I have not personally.
Well, not you. I understand it's a team. Right?
Yeah, but there have been some quiet conversations, and who knows what will happen.
What then, as you think about this company you are starting for generic pharmaceuticals, and as you, as the CEO, have to grow Intermountain Health because that's fundamentally your job, what does this venture you're launching look like in, say, 5 years?
What I'm hoping in 5 years for this venture, I'm hoping that we're going to be serving thousands of hospitals. I hope we'll have more than half of the U.S. market getting generic drugs from us. More importantly, I think some of these artificial shortages will be gone, and people will be able to afford their medications without the pain that they currently are. I'll tell you a quick story. I was talking to one of our primary care docs recently, and he had taken care of a kid who had swimmer's ear. So it's an infection and inflammation of the ear canal. And you normally give the patient some topical antibiotics, and sometimes you'll give them a topical steroid to decrease the inflammation. The steroid that he prescribed a couple years ago had been $7 for a course. It was $75 now. And this was one of those generic drugs that had been gobbled up. And for patients who are paying a lot out of pocket, that's criminal.
When I was a kid, my mother used to drip rubbing alcohol in my ears after I went swimming. That's how we got out of swimmer's
ear. You must have been very bad, because I bet that hurt.
Yeah, it did hurt, but that's a whole different interview. All right, excellent. Mark Harrison, the CEO of Intermountain Healthcare. Mark, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Kai. It's a pleasure.
True story about the rubbing alcohol. Mom's probably listening now, too, actually. You can hear the rest of my conversation with Mark Harrison on our Corner Office podcast. Get it wherever you like.